God, piece of
so,
shit.
So Tyler right now.
I'm so beyond Tyler right now.
I am so pissed right now, I can't even stand it.
Ryan's past Tyler and on to Wahlquist right now. What's his middle name?
Alan.
Alan.
If he doesn't get here in 2 seconds,
we
I'm
have the
going
same middle name.
Blind.
It's and so does his dad, and so does his my
Can
dad.
You guys
Alan.
Hear me?
I go, Alan,
shut up,
guys.
Tyler. I'm talking about you.
Shut up. We're
God,
talking
we're so
about
angry with you. We're so Wahlquist with you right now.
I'm a verb now. I don't like it.
Oh, what's wrong with your mic? What happened to your other one?
I was trying to use my other one, but you guys were calling in the
okay,
process.
Okay, go fix
in.
That. No, now.
Yeah, come
go.
On. God, now we're even more. We
wow,
might even
God.
Be Tyler Allen Wahlquist mad.
That, no, Ryan, just Ryan. Calm down, okay?
Should I start naming off siblings? Because there's a lot of them.
No, we'll be here all night.
Well, then let's start. So
what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Logs podcast.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing tonight? Hopefully you're not so much Tyler right now. You're back into a nice, happy mood.
A happy goo, if you will.
Now, what kind of verb am I?
You're an angry.
Just the worst.
Adjective. I mean.
You're beyond livid. That's how worse.
We needed a word to describe how angry we were with you, so we just named that word after you. And well, then past that is your last name.
And then your full name is just unacceptable to use in public.
We have to shut down everything if you ever reach that sort of
It's like the government, you know, it just shuts down.
We flip the switch just from on to off.
You know, off and back on.
Or the BART for that matter, because they're going on strike tomorrow. For real.
They're on strike
for the
what?
BART?
For yeah. real this time. The BART. The BART train?
For but real.
Does anybody drive that thing? I thought that was all sort of automatic now.
Oh, dude, it has a driver. They control the speed. That's why when there's accidents, it's because the driver's been drinking and he goes too fast.
That's awesome.
Hits a corner. Oh, it hasn't happened here in a long time, but it happens in Chicago because it's elevated.
Oh.
So you hit those corners in the loop.
And you just go, woo!
right before you get off the rails. Speaking? Yeah, you just hear the dude over there. Hey, everybody, watch this.
Hey, guys, check this out.
So
someone come up here and hold my beer.
I'm gonna do a trick. I'm gonna make it from this rail.
I bet I can ollie this rail.
Bet I could jump into the other rail.
But there's another train on that rail. Oh, well, they better jump it too.
Watch this kickflip.
That ain't my problem. No.
This kickflip.
I'll honk the horn. They'll see me coming. No. So BART's going on strike.
Why is the BART going on strike?
They don't make enough money.
Okay.
Apparently, though, tonight they had a pretty generous offer handed to them, and the word was the strike was over because it was such a great offer, and they still turned it down.
Really?
Yeah, and so the other side was just like, well, we're done. We've tried to give you everything, and we're just done. And so they're done. They're going to go on strike, and the managers are learned how to drive the trains and stuff, so they're not unionized, so they'll probably stay on, and they'll still be a very light schedule of trains, probably every hour into the city, something like that.
Isn't that how it is now?
It's probably like every 5 minutes.
Into the city, really?
The BART comes from where I am.
Yeah, you're like already kind of there.
I'm at the end. I'm at the very end of the track.
You're on the end of one of the tracks. Isn't
one of the
like
tracks. I'm at the end of I'm at the San Francisco airport end, pretty much. I mean, there's a...
Really?
Yeah. I don't live... I can see tails. I can see planes, like, from my house, like, landed.
You can wave to the driver.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, if there was a flight pattern over our house, I could probably, like, shoot it with a BB gun or something.
You shouldn't do that, Ryan.
I won't do
that. Yeah, you'll have people asking questions.
I don't think they'll like that.
Wait, no, now's a good time. The government's in shutdown.
No, it got resolved. Pay attention. Back. Where you been?
Government back.
First time to do it. Now they're back on it. New shift.
Damn.
It's like when guard change, you know, they're fresh.
Yeah, they've had their sleep now. Now they're back, awake.
It's probably what they were doing.
And looking for your illegal drugs right up your
they're
ass.
Looking for your illegal drugs.
But what was I saying previously?
You know.
So that Sarah and a bunch of other people are gonna take a different way to work, and it's just gonna be a mess for a long time here. And it's for like a very small amount of people compared to the amount of people that this is going to affect. That want more money. It's like when the fast food places tried to unionize. And I'm laughing about that because it's bullshit that they should make $15 an hour.
Yeah, that seems excessive.
If they make $15 an hour, I better be making 30.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the thing.
I'm doing
like
a much more difficult job, and that would only bring them within $5 or so of what I make. Mm-hmm. And that's unjust.
Well, then they're like, "Oh, you just got a new job, didn't you?"
I did. I started on Tuesday.
That's fantastic. Ooh,
what was your new job?
It's awesome. I get to wear a suit to work every day. And
yes.
I look like
what
a
was your new job? Because we know you have gotten fired by now.
What was it? That's kind of funny. I almost did.
That's not funny, Ryan.
Well, my boss forgot to remind me. He was like, on Wednesday, he was supposed to tell me on Tuesday, but on Wednesday he's like, "Hey, can you bring your passport and another ID tomorrow? Because if not, you'll get terminated." I'm like, "What?
Oh,
because we forgot to find out."
You what?
You can't prove you're a citizen.
We forgot to do my tax stuff.
Oh,
so it was fine. I brought it today.
What do you need your passport for?
Because you can either bring your social, your passport. There's like acceptable IDs, and I just rather have my passport than my social.
Passport's a lot easier than bringing like your social and an ID.
Yeah. Well, I already had my ID on me, and I was just like, and that fits right in my suit coat pocket.
Would be much more difficult to for me to get a passport going.
Yeah.
I have an active passport, so
yeah.
I always have an active passport because Terry, what happens if you have to flee?
That's right.
You do it illegally.
Terry, what's rule number 5?
Oh, hold on. Wait. No, hold on. Okay. I have to respond to Tyler really quick.
Goodbye. All right, all Tyler.
So, who do you know that can make you a fake passport? As a matter of fact, who do you know that you might think might know somebody that might know somebody that can make you a fake passport?
Who do I know?
I guess
who, I'm just wondering who you know that maybe knows of somebody who knows of somebody.
Well, I know you.
Right, and that's saying something, because I don't know anybody that even knows anybody that knows anybody. Well, maybe I know a few people that know somebody, but I don't know them well enough to ask.
It's okay, Ryan. The circle of knowing.
What I'm saying is Tyler doing it illegally is just not...
I meant going to a different country illegally, not getting a passport illegally.
Okay, all right, to respond to that, how are you going to get to this other country without a passport?
Walk.
Okay, yes. That works great for Mexico and Canada, which is the first two places they'll look, and they have extradition. But if you want to go somewhere else...
Who's going to look for you in Canada?
The Mounties.
Only if you spilled the syrup, Ryan.
And we're friends, and they'll just be like, go ahead, eh?
When I did go to Canada, it was actually a lot more questions to get back into the U.S. than
yeah,
it was
exactly.
to get Canada.
But I'm just saying, Tyler, Terry... Dwight,
you're welcome.
Podcast listeners that are old enough to obtain their own, and those that are old enough to say, "Mother, father, let's spend the $100, $60 and do this. Get a passport. They're good for like
10 years
or something like that. It's a great idea to have if you don't have a driver's license yet.
Doesn't it cost like a good amount of money though?
It's like $100.
Yeah, it's not super expensive.
It's $60 if you don't get it rushed.
Okay.
And I think you have to pay for your own picture, but you can do it at Walgreens.
Oh,
can
that's
I just send them my own picture.
Yeah, they,
can
you
I,
send
can
it,
I just
send
get
it
like
from,
headshots
send it
taken
from
of
Walmart.
Myself?
Like they, yeah. They have the paperwork.
They have to fit the certain like face dimension
yeah,
criteria, but
like,
then.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd get it done right, but I mean,
I think you even have to sign that. Like, there has to be a witness too. Like, it can be the person that takes it.
And I have my signature on it.
The passport? Yeah, you have to.
No, I mean on the picture, on my headshot.
No, but I'm just saying.
Passport pictures,
like. Get a passport, and all our foreign listeners are probably like, why wouldn't you have a passport, you stupid Americans?
Yeah, those of them it's more common over there because
because they have a bunch of different countries, right?
It's like going
right
state,
next to
it's
each
like
other.
Going from state to state for them,
right?
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying we're old enough now; we should be prepared at any time.
Right,
you win a sweepstakes of your lifetime. You're going to wait the 6 weeks to get your passport to buy, or rush it and take the risk that it will get there in 2 or 3.
Or in case you need to run drugs across the border,
or one of our listeners buys us all tickets to PAX Australia, right? and we all want to go. Well, sorry, you don't have a passport.
Damn.
Yeah, right? But I got this stick of gum.
Yeah.
That's good. I hope you
so
help
make
it. I hope it tastes nice. Blow the TSA agent to get on the plane.
Well, listen.
Ryan,
if I can't get my passport in time, that might just be the only option.
Terry has already made a valid point. 9 words. Get you anywhere in this country, all right?
I will blow you? That's only 4 words.
No. Quit being a bitch. Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
9 words. That's eight. That's 8 words?
Quit being throw the bitch, and in there.
Let's... bitch, and let's make a deal. Oh, that's nine.
Deal. Terry didn't say and.
I did say
he
and.
He did say and. We both said it at the same time. You probably just didn't hear.
All right, that's nine.
It's too many ands.
It's too many.
We'll talk about that later, Tyler, as well.
just so much to talk about.
But I hope you know
you're in trouble,
I hope you know what I'm referencing when you said too many ands.
Andes. Not
I know.
Ands.
Ands? That's what I said. Ands, dad's youngest daughter.
The Ands apple.
You two are in a world of your own right now.
I told you I don't need to talk to Tyler that often. We're just best friends.
You either invite us to your world, or let's move on.
Do you remember the band teacher, Mr. Kruger? It was our freshman year. Was this last year?
No. Wait, no. Yes, sort of.
He was bald.
Wait, yes.
He was bald and had a fanny pack.
He had a daughter, Anne, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you guys are talking
and
about?
So whenever we discussed her, and in front of her, because Josh Fredrickson's a lunatic, he was like Anne's dad's youngest daughter, which is Anne.
Yeah.
It's a really roundabout way.
Yeah.
But that kid's crazy. But yeah, we would always, on band trips, we'd always make sure we were around Anne, like if we were running late, because they're not going to leave Anne.
Right.
They're not going to leave Egg.
Oh, I love that show. It's too soon for me to watch it again.
Look at anybody named Anne and take them seriously anymore.
Right? Is she funny? That was always my favorite.
I love what he says. She's
is
funny.
Is she funny or something?
He's like, she's really funny. And the Grandpa Blue. She better be.
She better
be. Or no, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, Archer.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I'm assuming Archer just came out with their new season started. Is that why you're talking about it?
I tried to watch Archer about a year ago when you suggested I should watch it.
Yeah.
And I did it wrong.
Okay, well, how'd you do it wrong?
I would watch it on my phone in bed, and I fell asleep.
Okay, yeah, that's
so. I didn't really. I was like, all right, whatever. This show's stupid. It's just an animated stupid show,
right?
So Alex and I were talking about it. He was showing us clips and shit. Terry and I.
Yeah, because that new clip they just put out where
they did the whole zone thing. Oh God, how awesome was that?
Right? How funny was that? And then so Cyril and I got back together. That's like the third saddest thing I've heard today. What was the first? Oh, a little girl drowned trying to save her puppy. Oh, what was the second? A dog drowned too. It's shit. I was sold.
Yeah.
So I'm already on season 4.
Yeah, no, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't come out until January, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think it's January. But yeah, I'm loving it. Absolutely hilarious. Glad I gave it the second chance.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It's good hopefully stuff. I'll feel the same way when I get Breaking Bad. It's taking a chance. Sarah and I are building up to it.
Ooh, yeah, no, speaking of Breaking Bad, I finally got Leanne around to watching it. I guess we're watching it together, because I'm trying to make sure, because she has this terrible, terrible habit of if we start a show or something like that, she'll go and like read about it if she hasn't like gotten like, you know how like sometimes when you watch stuff over the night, it's like, okay, that's enough for tonight, even though you have like four seasons to watch.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be in, oh man, that was so awesome, I want to know what happens next. She'll go and read about it,
right,
or something like that. And I'm yelling at her. I was like, you better not be
I was
ahead.
Like, I'm going to burn this mother down. And I was like, you better not.
Because the thing that happened is like, she, I showed her Fight Club because I asked her, I was like, hey, have you ever seen Fight Club? She said no. And I'm like, okay, we have to watch Fight Club, you know, because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And the whole build up and everything, it just pays off all in the end. And I asked her beforehand, because I always ask people, I'm like, okay, you know what, do you know anything about this movie at all? Because I want to know like where their level of knowledge is before we enter this. She's like, no, I don't know anything about it, I haven't seen it, whatever. Go through the whole movie. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this show or this movie yet and you still want to see it, just fucking tune out for like the next 15 seconds. We get to the end, and then he reveals himself that he is Tyler Durden.
No, you could have just left it there, because anybody that's seen it knows exactly.
Right. Well, that's true, but so I want to say it because I want to get pissed about it. Right. So he reveals it, right?
Gotta work it out.
And then I'm sitting there like,
You're looking at it like,
yeah. Right? Yeah, see, Terry? I was Terry knows. I was like, look at it. I was waiting for the shock,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh, come on.
Because we all had it, and nothing. Nothing. She just kept watching the movie. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? That was the payoff. What was it? What's wrong?
You just thrown your arms up and got out of the room.
I'm done. I'm out.
Hey, I'm quit.
No, you can't say anything, Dwight. You just go, and you walk out. Get up, throw your arms up, and just walk out of the room and let her finish the movie on her own.
2.5 years of the best relationship I've ever had in my entire life. I'm out. I'm done. We're breaking up. See you later.
No, it's not like that.
No, Ryan! This is...
No, it's serious, Ryan.
Anyways.
Be that serious.
No.
You could just fight.
No fighting, Ryan. We've 2.5 years, no fighting. First fight, we're done. That's it. I'm out of the door. Anyways, no, she's like, oh yeah, no, my brother told me about this. I'm like, you told me you didn't know anything about the movie. He's like, oh yeah, well, just one time he was like, I don't know, he just
well, I lied.
Explained the end of the movie to her, and she knew about the ending, but she didn't tell me. I don't know if she forgot or what.
I guess she was looking for the payoff as well.
Right?
She's so, like, he doesn't know that I know that I know that he wants me not to know. What so he knows.
Right. So I was mad about that, and I'm like, you gotta tell me these things, because I can't, like, start up a movie and assume that you're gonna be, you know, blown away, because it ruins the whole movie if you know.
Right, right.
You know, so it's
especially
bad.
If you don't know that she knows, and she knows that you know.
Yeah, whatever. So, anyways, Breaking Bad comes around, and I'm like, okay, listen, I haven't seen the last, like, two seasons of Breaking Bad. I would like to watch them with you. But we need to catch you up. So we start watching Breaking Bad, right? We blow through the first season. She's into it. It's great. And then, like, we start into the second season. And I keep having to tell her, it's like, you got to not read anything about this show. Just experience the show the way everybody else did. It's going to be so much better to experience, you know, like, the show the way it's meant to be experienced and not spoiled, you know? Because when you spoil stuff, it's like, great, now you know. But now you just ruined, like, all of the build-up, all of the writing and everything.
That's
like that,
why,
you know?
I won't read the Game of Thrones series, even though I really want to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to read probably the first two books.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to read the first... I think you can read up to the first three, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go any further until
I think they're partway through the third one, aren't they?
Yeah, it's
Well,
all,
I think,
maybe.
Well, from what I heard from Leanne is that they've mixed three and four.
Okay.
Like, the books three and four are in were season three.
Well, according to Sean, who's finished them all, that four kind of just like starts over at some point and starts talking about a completely different family at the same time.
That's weird.
Yeah, and that's what five's going to be about. So I don't know what they're going to do.
So, yeah, no, I'm going through the motions with her, and I'm trying to tell her, do not spoil this.
Don't you ruin this for me.
I want her to have all of the same experience that we had while watching the show. And
all right, you know, so here's what you do. You take her at knife point, and you tell her.
All right. got that part down, all right?
You say, listen here, woman. Okay.
All right.
Don't you dare.
Hold on.
And then you cut her a little bit to make sure it sticks, and that's it. That's all you have to do.
You're talking too fast. I got to write this down.
All right, I'm sorry. Terry, will you scribe this for him?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
I will get my quill.
All right.
I have a nice fountain pen. I take it to work. Everyone's always like, oh, nice pen.
Ryan, I need you to finish these instructions.
Oh, that's it. You just have to cut her a little bit just to make sure she knows.
Oh, okay.
Make sure it's, you know, she, if you don't
make
cut
sure
her.
She's got that like, fear in her eyes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Tyler knows.
Okay.
Right. Just like how I taught you guys how to drive stick. Well, my dad taught him how to drive stick. His dad taught him how to drive stick, but he learned with my dad, too. Those were good times.
Driving stick never really stuck until my mission anyway, but eh. Now I own one. It's great.
That's true. I remember when you were driving my car after when we were on our way to Six Flags, and you were like really choppy in the beginning, and I was like, this is going to be a long trip. Then you got the hang of it, so that wasn't bad. I did teach Dwight how to drive a stick.
Yeah, a little bit. Not, you know, it wasn't like a super successful thing, but yeah, no, you taught me a little bit.
And then you got me started.
You got the gears
going. I got you started.
Mm-hmm.
I got Vinny started, and then I told him never to drive a stick again.
I taught Terry how to drive stick.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who taught me how to really drive, though?
Hmm. Traffic?
Guess. No, guess who taught me how to really drive?
Bryce.
Bryce.
Oh, come on. You know, that's a good guess, yeah?
Yes, I guess.
It's a logical guess. Make a better guess.
Make a better guess.
Tyler, you make this guess.
Okay, yeah. Tyler knows your realm.
Oh, dear. Your brother.
No, Sean's not a great driver. Sorry, Sean.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Yeah, he's not bad. I'm just saying, like, he's not the best driver. I love him.
I don't know. I can only think of your dad and you.
Who else? Come on.
Your cousin.
Who drives like a maniac, but is good at it?
Well, good's a matter of opinion.
My mother.
Your mother?
What? My mom drives. She drives a 2014.
Your mom talks like a maniac sometimes.
She drives a 2014 Mercedes, okay? My mom likes to go fast. She had a V10 Beamer for years. And one time I was going like 90 on the freeway, and she pulls up next to me, looks at me. Shakes her head, and I see her downshift her gears, and she's gone. I tried to keep up. I tried.
That's just the worst part of like being a kid in general. When your parent looks at you and is just disappointed, but and then she takes off at 120 miles an hour.
She was probably going 130, to be honest with you, because I was going about 110, and I lost her.
Well,
and then I got home, and she was like, "Don't ever go that fast again." I remember this time we were driving to Arizona, and it was my mom's shift to drive, and we were in the BMW. That thing was old, but it was she got it for like a steal. She talked the guy down to like $17,000 and only had like 6,000 miles on it or something like that.
She can be scary.
She's terrifying. But she's going like 110, just coasting. It's probably like, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden, she slides in between two semi-trucks.
What?
Like, slides. Like, there's two of them, like, driving behind each other. There's enough space for a car to fit tight.
Okay. She's not actually sliding. She just drove in between them.
Right, right. She slid in, though. Okay. Like, it was smooth. But she was fast. So she hit the brakes, slid in. And my dad's like, you know, Yvette. And all of a sudden, a cop just drives right by.
So she did some Fast and Furious shit to dodge the cops.
Cop just goes by like, yeah.
I don't think the guy was clocking or anything. I'm sure he was going just as fast, but she didn't want to get pulled over.
He's like, she just
like slid in between two trucks and
that
went.
Was sick.
It was crazy. She's smooth. She's a awesome driver. She used to drive the Suburban, and I remember this dude giving her a hard time. She was like backing into a spot, but she wasn't like. Backing in yet, and the guy like made some comment about her husband being there. And so my mom got really pissed and just like backed it in like 2 seconds and said something really mean to the guy. I can't even remember anymore.
Something really mean. I don't
she's
know
so mean, but she's the best. She's crazy.
Really mean, but she's the best.
But she's on your side, man.
That's years of just a torment, you know. That's Stockholm syndrome right there. Oh, she's great. I love her.
Dude, the way she tore apart
love
this
when she yells.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. Exactly what you said. Your mom is terrifying, but in the best ways.
Right. She made Silvera cry.
Come on. Us standing outside of his room makes Silvera cry, all right?
All right, how about this? She made Mr. Walker apologize to her profusely. Just like, I heard muffled noises from outside. It was like... And he's like, okay, all right. He wouldn't let me go to the bathroom.
Why?
And so I walked out of his class, because that's what my mom told me to do. Mm-hmm. And she found out, because I got called to the office, and she had to be subbing that day. So she left a campus monitor with her class, and came to his class, knocked on the door, took him out of class, and chewed him out.
She should have just stayed in the class with him.
She's nuts, but she is awesome. She's certifiable.
Certified crazy.
I went and saw them, Tyler. You'll be happy to know that Disco is alive and well.
That's like my first memories of meeting you guys. We're going to your house. You got your Disco playing, and then they're like, oh, we got a jacuzzi. Guess you bring your swimsuits. We got Discos and jacuzzis, but you won't.
Oh, shit. Those were days. We were driving some random kid around a kid from the church that didn't have a ride, and so he got my dad's number somehow, and so we went and gave him a ride, and we're trying to get to know this kid, and I'm listening all of a sudden to the radio out of nowhere. I realize it's on, and Terry, I kid you not, it's playing Shake Your Booty, and it is incredibly awkward. Yeah. And then I try to change the channel because I can't figure out these new age cars with all their doohickeys. She's got like a knob down in the center console for the car, and it's changed the radio station, but then there's another one that changes the volume, and I did the volume, of course. Mm-hmm. And it got louder.
So it got more awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alright. That's all I got. I'm going. Thanks, guys.
Right. Yeah? You're done?
Yep. Good night.
Nope. Sorry, you're still here.
I'm just
I was gonna say he left the call. Goddamn!
Wow, he meant it.
That was fun.
Yeah, your mom's top notch.
Right.
The best person to have on your side if you're ever in trouble.
And your greatest enemy if she's against you.
Yeah. You don't know. You don't even know. And she's just so... Sometimes she's scary because she's like calm. And it's too calm.
She's like, hey, how you doing, Mom? It's
like, do you really think that's the right thing to do? And you're like, no. You know? It's just awful. You don't know. Just don't know. Because none of your moms are Latin.
No.
No.
You're completely right, Ryan. We don't know.
Terry knows.
When we never will.
When we never will.
Interesting. Your guys' sound just cut out on my headset.
Oh, yeah. No, we booted
That's
you.
A feature.
Yep. What?
That's a feature you can mute?
Is Tyler talking? Yes. I see his little bar moving, like his little blue light. Is he talking?
Yes. Sure is.
No. Tyler?
No.
Yes.
He's not talking right
now. I mean, no, not, he's not.
So you can't hear him either?
No.
Oh, okay.
What happened to him?
What?
Is that your master plan, Ryan?
Yeah. With Tyler.
You know, if you look at your picture to that laugh.
Was that still with the rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, it's perfect. That's the whole reason I did it.
Yeah, just for this one moment?
Yep. Yeah, that's it. I knew it.
That was the real master plan.
So Ryan changed his...
Now you see me.
Oh, his picture to a rabbit that's like yawning or something.
Anybody that uses Bing, it was the big picture of the day a couple days ago.
No one uses Bing, Ryan.
You don't know me.
Let's be serious here.
I use Bing all the time.
You're the only one.
Because of your phone, right?
Hey, you
Ryan,
use
you
it
sound
too,
like
right?
a crazy person.
I do, on accident.
I use it on download a Google app. I love it.
I accidentally used Bing today.
It was terrible.
Every time, if I hit search on my phone, because it's a Windows phone, it automatically is like, here, let me get Bing up for you. And I'm like, gosh, dang it.
It's great once you get to know it.
I took the Bing and Google challenge. Google won.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But it's just because I knew it.
It's because you know which one is Google and which one's Bing?
Yeah, I always knew which one was Google, and I was aiming to pick Google.
Yeah.
I could probably do the same thing now the other way around. But I love my phone very much.
That's good. You talk about
like my phone. Do you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm glad you told me to get the Windows phone.
They made VBA 8 free. You want to get a cool emulator. It's a Game Boy Advance emulator. I'm playing Pokemon until I get my 3DS.
Oh, I'm going to get the 2DS.
Fuck that. It doesn't fold.
No, but I kind of like it.
Have you held one?
No.
Because I've seen a picture of it, and the buttons are like in the middle. They're not near the bottom. You'd have to hold it like...
I see what you're saying.
You'd have to hold it between the two screens. And that looks very uncomfortable.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know, man. Like, they focus grouped it, you know, and people seem to think that it's more comfortable.
Well, look. They focus grouped the 64, too. It doesn't mean it was a good decision to still do cartridges.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, buttons in the middle, holding my XL right now, wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah, I was doing the exact same thing, Terry.
Yeah, I got my fingers, like, on the bottom, just flopping around. Like, it's really awkward supporting the thing.
Yeah,
I would, like, hold it up with my pinkies.
I want
that's how I'm holding it. Like, my lid is flipped up. It sits up.
You know, it's really going to depend on if they are going to keep only the 3DS with the Zelda one, or if they're going to do a 2DS.
Dude, it's only in Europe now.
I know.
If they release it here before I have the money to buy, or when I have the money to buy one, I'm going to buy it.
But yeah, I'm going to buy one so I can play the Link Between Worlds.
Yeah, I'm a little excited about that.
Release the 2DS?
No,
they haven't yet.
Wait, the games just don't instantly work for the 2DS? You have to buy separate games?
What?
No. It runs the same exact games, Ryan. It's just okay. No 3D. The 3D is all turned off, which is what you could do on the 3DS anyway. Right. So.
And it's cheaper.
It's a good $70 cheaper than the XL. Yeah. By the way, Terry, when you told me the price, I realized you were talking about the regular size one, and I have to have an XL.
Right.
I wouldn't play with them at Target. I'm like, nope.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if any of it, you guys didn't hear, but Ryan, I don't know if you heard or not, but I got a new job.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to stay with PetSmart, just work as a morning stalker 2 mornings instead of being their pet care manager.
Stalker.
Mm-hmm. But I got hired at GameStop as their assistant store manager instantly.
You got fucking hired immediately as the AM.
Oh, yes. Yeah. People have been hired as manager. Don't even start on that.
I was about to say, Terry, you got to like be mad about this at some point.
I could care less about like progressing in the company. That's not my issue. It's not like, oh, that should have been my job. I could give a shit about that. My problem with that scenario was they hired someone who knew nothing about games at all.
I was going to ask.
Wait. On your store?
Yeah, at our store.
Is it the Asian girl?
No. This was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
She got hired on the company as a manager. And okay. Lou was going to train her to be manager at our store, and then she would go get her own store.
Okay.
So she was working in our store.
Person for that.
Yeah. And we were just her crutches, man. Like, anytime anything game-related came up, it was like, hey, do you know blah, 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 blah.
Hold on, do you know if Madden is football or soccer?
Can I address that statement?
Absolutely, yes. Ryan.
Anytime something game-related came up, you work at
that's
games?
What I'm saying.
The real question is, how many times did a non-game-related question come up?
Was like, it, do you have a bathroom? Because that's a really stupid question to ask at a game.
Especially if it's located in a mall.
It's not,
man. Like,
I don't know if it is. Mine is.
Understand.
That's cool, dude. That's congrats.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was very iffy because it's the wrong direction I want to be moving because I'm going to be moving up north for school if I get accepted.
Up north?
But up at the U of U.
Oh, okay.
And I was telling the guy, like, you know, it's going to depend on pay, not to force you to give me higher pay, but the fact that that's... but this is, you're going to have to make it worth it.
And don't tell them that.
They pretty much did.
That's kind of what I said.
I'm currently earning, but they... You know, he's like, how much do you make? And I said, $12 an hour. And he said, I ain't going to do that. I can't do that. But he made me another offer for a little bit less than that. And I was like, okay, that's worth it. Especially considering how he said in next summer, the end of next summer, he said he's going to have two stores open up for needing a store manager, and they're going to be up north in the area I want to move anyway. So,
are they salaried?
Yes, they are salaried.
I want to be salaried.
Wait, well, wait, actually, wait. If you're rolling in as assistant, Sony and Microsoft are giving all assistant and managers free PS4s.
No,
and
too late.
Too late? They can't just...
That was at conference.
Okay. Never mind then. You got fucked, Tyler.
No, they're still doing it for the store managers.
The managers, but not assistants?
Not the assistant store managers.
Well, yeah, no, they're still going
to
do it.
You would have had to have been at conference.
There you go.
Yeah, he told me about it. He said that the store managers are getting a free Xbox One and PS4. And I'm like, are you sure you don't have a store open? Because I will take that right now.
Pretty sure it was only the store managers, too, anyway.
Are you sure? Because I heard assistants as well.
You know, that'd be a pleasant surprise.
No, because assistants wouldn't have been there. They would have been working at the stores while they managed running the conference. Yeah.
Then again, I've ran my bank many a time without my assistant or branch manager.
But that's just me.
That's how we ran the store. Because this time it was different at our store because our assistant manager went too because she was going to be a manager. She was moving up. She had been promoted like the week before or whatever.
Lucky bitch. I didn't want to call her a bitch, but you know what I mean.
But it just rolled out.
It was just the slay, you know, the phrasing.
Anyway, she had been moved up, so she got to go too. So at our store. At our store, we didn't have manager or assistant manager for the week.
That's probably a fun day.
No, it was awful.
I bet you probably couldn't do anything, could you?
I couldn't do shit. I was expected to act as basically the next in line, right. But I didn't. As far as the system was concerned, I was still my other position, so I couldn't do half the shit I was expected to do.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
See, when it rolled down to me, I had really high limits, and there wasn't much I couldn't do. So it was kind of like it sucked for me because I.
Those
were
the old days, man. As far as my store went, like I was still like just regular GA or whatever, but I had access to all of the upper stuff.
That game associate?
Yeah, game advisor.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys want to hear what my actual job title is?
Yes.
Yes. Please.
Wait. No.
Okay.
But it's two yeses, so.
I am a senior financial sales advisor.
Yes. Sounds old.
Do you have business cards yet?
Not yet, but they are ordered, and my nameplate's ordered.
Are you going to send one to Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to call him when my training's done, or email him. Maybe I'll email him tomorrow.
He helped you get the job, yeah? Is that how it worked? I just put his name down.
I don't know if he actually helped me out. I don't know. If he did, that's awesome. Oh, okay. I told him I was going to use him as a reference.
Oh, okay.
If he did it, if they called him and he gave me a good recommendation, then awesome. Thank you. I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Interesting. I'll ask him this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to email him probably tomorrow.
They're doing their Halloween thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Yeah, well, what day is it?
I think it's Saturday.
Sabado.
Tyler, are you ready to be jealous?
No, fucking...
Am I what?
She texted me. But I ignored it because I was busy at the time.
Nick's looking at me right now. It's Spotify on my other monitor suggesting that I follow Nicholas Tidwell. And his picture's like looking at me, directly at me.
He's like, hey, Halloween bash.
Yeah, Saturday, too.
Saturday.
Yeah. He said the McDermott's, though, so I don't know if he's talking about his house or his parents' house.
Well, addresses.
I'm not even checking Facebook. This is a text that he sent me.
Look, Facebook confirmed, all right.
All right. It's at his house.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Tyler.
Yes.
Guess where I'm going on Saturday for Halloween? This Saturday, though, but to celebrate.
Going downtown.
Kinda.
All right.
I'm going to go to Great America.
Oh, nice.
Going to Fright Night.
I'm
going to
go in December.
What?
Guess where I get to go in December?
Where?
Hawaii.
That's dope.
Guess how much I'm paying for it?
Nothing.
Hawaii.
Nothing at all.
That's what I'm paying for Fright
Night. Nothing.
Who are you going with?
For my sister-in-law's graduation she was supposed to have. The tickets were pretty much already bought and time already set.
Hey.
She's at BYU Hawaii.
Say hi to Scott.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about that.
No, wait, don't think about it.
Are you going
it,
over Christmas
it.
Break, though?
I'll be there, let's see, the 15th to 18th.
Ooh. Let's conference him in. I'm going to conference him in right now.
Who?
Scott.
What? On Skype?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe.
Is he on your phone? I'm not friends with him.
I was looking for myself. I was just saying it out loud.
I just yell at him on Twitter. He'll go through because he'll go through like stints where he just tweets like 15 things
and
at
just
once.
Retweets and just retweets and. Just
and I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up! You in Hawaii? Go do some stuff.
I didn't even see that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he said something about like he had like 15 minutes left in class or something, and I'm like, why are you on Twitter?
Because it's 15 minutes left in class, bro.
15 minutes left means Twitter.
Are you calling him on a UFO?
Are you doing that thing with your mouth again?
Yeah, I know he's doing that with his fucking mouth. He's the only one that I know that does it.
Oh, okay, so you guys missed that. I should call him back. So there's this practical joke on Scott's voicemail, because it's somehow linked to my old phone number, even though it's not my old phone number, but the voicemail is. Okay. And so every time I call him, it's my old voicemail, and it just says Ryan. And sometimes if I'm calling him and it's up to my ear, it'll ring, and I'm not really paying attention, and then he'll go, Ryan? And it sounds like him answering the phone,
right?
Knowing it's me. And I'm like, hey, and then he goes, the voicemail box is full. And I'm like, oh, god damn it.
Full.
It's like Archer. Ah, fake voicemail.
Alternate I did one voicemail. Of those that my mom hated. I left the answering or the voicemail answering thing as I was just I'd answer it and I was like hello hold on I can't hear you hold on
mom.
hello if you can't figure this out it's my voicemail
Sam
my mom hated
Sam
me
Sam fucking did that for 4 years in high school and he would change it every week.
All the time.
Every
the time.
Week he would change it, and it would always be something. He would do it inside of his car. He would think so far ahead that if he recorded himself while in his Volkswagen Bug, which is very loud and very windy when driven.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Yeah, he goes, hold on, I'm driving. Hold on, give me a second. Hold on. And then like he'd put his phone down, and then he would just, you'd hear like his engine go or whatever, and he'd pick it back up, and he goes, hello? Yeah, that's my voicemail.
Yeah, I remember that.
Every time, dude.
God, Sam, you piece of crap. If you're listening to this, I hate you.
He was so fucking good at it. It was terrible. Finally, he got out of it, but then again, who fucking calls anybody anymore?
Right.
So I'm going to
do an auto text that just responds, I'm sorry, you're going through a tunnel.
You're going through a tunnel?
No, you're going through a tunnel.
That's what I mean. Like, the text says, I'm sorry, you're going through a tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm about to have me some That's cereal, because it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't eat something.
I guess
make sure
not.
It has lots of milk and leave the bag.
Leave the bag? Bitch, leave the bag.
Thanks, dear.
I ain't done with that.
Is that like a cereal bar? Just leave the bag.
No, it's... Yeah, I guess so.
It's exactly a cereal bar.
Well, we have a Costco card now.
Yay.
Aren't they great?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
But what are you doing?
Scoot. You're on the podcast.
Oh, Scoot.
You are on the podcast.
Okay.
Can you guys hear him?
Kinda. Yeah.
Kinda.
Sure. Are you on Skype?
What? No. You just called me.
He got you there.
Are you around your computer? Can you get on Skype?
Why does he have to get on Skype? Just ask him now.
Just ask him.
Whatever you're gonna ask him.
Alright, what shut up. When are you going home for Christmas?
Is this why you called him?
December 14th?
I don't think that's it.
December 14th? Are you kidding me?
The day before, really?
No.
I can't even remember why he called him.
Tyler's going to be there the 15th.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
But that sucks. All right, well, you're useless. Say hi to all the fans.
What?
Say hi to all the fans.
The fans.
My fans.
You're blowing air.
You're doing the podcast right now. They all remember you from your video.
Your debut video.
What?
Your debut video? You were an idiot. Like,
what?
What video?
Well, I'm famous? What?
Goodbye, Scott.
You're going through a tunnel.
Oh my god, did you guys hear that?
No.
My phone's like 3%. You liar. No phone goes to 3%.
Oh no, my phone's dead. I gotta go, bye.
Bye.
You're going through a tunnel.
He's going through a tunnel in Hawaii. I doubt there's many of those.
You don't know that?
I don't.
You ever been to Hawaii? You don't know? Me either, but I will.
Yeah, he'll do
it. My dad offered us a week of his timeshare, but we couldn't afford the flight at the time.
Ah. I'm also coming to California, or the southern parts of California, next month.
You should take 80. Take the long way home.
That's what I'm thinking we should do.
Why take 80? Okay.
Because he's eating
cereal. If he comes up 5.
Are you really eating again during another podcast?
Yes, he is.
If he comes up 5 and takes 80, he can come see me.
We'll see.
Or us.
That would be ideal, but I got two jobs.
It'd be better if he met us. We all met him in Manteca.
How would that be better?
Because then he could stay on 5 and not have to go.
Manteca.
If he came and saw me, he'd have to come. He'd have to go from 5 to the... What is it, the 280 to the 580 to the over the bridge? And then he'd have to get.
It's an adventure, you know.
And then he'd have to go through the city to get to 80.
Gross.
Right. Or you can stay on 5, stop in Manteca, and then drive up the 5 to the 80, and then drive straight across to till he's home.
So that's the way I took last time I came out.
Well, yeah. Wait, you took the southern way?
No. When I came out when you got home from your mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just took 80.
Yeah.
No, you came from Utah? I thought you came from Idaho.
I came from Idaho. We went, like, through Idaho.
So you took down through Jackpot?
I think Jackpot. So, yeah.
There's Jackpot, Idaho. It's got
Jackpot.
A casino.
Jackpot.
It's actually Jackpot, Nevada. It's, like, the last casino on the border.
It's, like, one of those half-and-half cities.
Mm-hmm. Like, what is it, Winnemucca? No.
I don't remember. All I know is that some cop pulled me over and thought I was running drugs. That's all I really remember from that trip. Or the driving portions, anyway.
Remember because you were?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you don't need to convince us. We know.
I know. You put an awful lot of energy into convincing us. What have you got to hide?
Did he ask you to open your trunk, Tyler?
Yes, he did, actually.
Did you tell him, officer, I know my rights, you can't search that without a warrant. And I don't think you have the grounds.
And then you tell him, sorry, sir, I don't swing that way.
And I would have sat there, and the police would have shown up, and then I would have been like, I'm suing the city, because you guys kept me from my important engagement.
It was in Nevada. It was the stupidest reason to pull someone over. And, like, the biggest leap. He, like, pulls us over because I have, like, Idaho plates and we're in Nevada coming from California. And he's like, oh, by the way, your headlight's out. It's the middle of the day. And I was like, those are my driving lights. Those aren't even my headlights. But he pulls me over. You know your headlight's out, so I'm going to search your car for drugs. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? Like, no segue. It was just, like, immediate.
Take Mac.
And I was like, feel free. You ain't going to find anything. And he got, like, super, like, stern and pissed looking. And I was like, alright, do what you need to do. And he gets this dog and they're sniffing the car and dog's not finding anything.
You should have told him that you're going to search his car for drugs.
What is this? I found some marijuana in the back. That's evidence. No, it isn't.
It is now.
Yeah. Yeah, save it for the court.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't find it, Tyler, because that would have cost us a lot of money.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
The headlight was out because the drugs were in the headlight.
Exactly.
Joke's on you, cop. My car runs on marijuana.
And I paid the dog $1,000 to keep his mouth shut.
Give him some treats. Keep your mouth shut. There's more where that came from.
Can you imagine them doing that while they're like looking through the car? Let's go over to the dog. Hey, sub.
Slip him a treat. Listen, you're gonna find. I got them Scooby snacks. Right?
What's it gonna take to make this whole thing go away?
Ryan, I wouldn't care so much if you did eat on the podcast if you weren't just so loud about it.
All right.
Every Look, time you hit the ball, clanky, and then clanky, it hits clank. Your teeth, and then you're chewing.
It's just because the mic's too good sometimes.
It's because you're eating what we're trying to
Because you're eating.
This could all be avoided.
When Terry eats, I hear everything too, but that's not because his mic's so good. It's because he's eating with the mic.
All right. Period. Whatever.
Just well, then, the satisfaction, Ryan, of just waiting.
You killed my muse. Now I don't have anything to talk about.
You have plenty to talk about, Ryan. I know you.
I take a train to work.
Do you?
I do.
I ride the train.
Back to the trains.
That's rude.
You don't like trains? I ride a train every day. What, like an actual train, Ryan? Not like a BART or like a subway or nothing like that? An actual train.
It has a locomotive on the front. It's the Caltrain.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes more sense.
It's the double-decker train, and I
the
sit
Ace
on the upper...
Train?
What?
The Ace Train?
No, it's not the Ace Train. It's the Caltrain.
Okay, so it's the Ace Train.
The Ace Train's a bullet train that goes east to west. The Caltrain goes in a circle around the bay, kind of like the BART, but a nicer train.
It's not going to get anywhere if it keeps making circles.
You're an idiot.
Whatever, Ryan.
It goes all the way down to the peninsula pass. It goes like, I think it goes all, almost, Japan. It goes far. It goes into like Gilroy. But, and then it comes back up and it goes into like Oakland and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice. And I'm going against the commute, so I don't have many people on my train in the morning. We pick up a lot though by the unit, by Stanford.
Yeah,
especially on the way home. Oh my god, it's horrible. But I'm already on the train, and I'm on the upper deck because why wouldn't I be? And they're single seats.
Really?
And I made the mistake on my first day.
Yeah, of course.
And I sat on the first on the way there. I sat in the bottom. And that was a mistake. The bottom's like congested, and it feels kind of like the BART, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But on the way home. Oh, and I sat on the left side of the train, which was the, on the way there, was the east side. So I had the sunrise in my face. And then on the way home, I sat on the left side again, but on the upper deck, which was really nice. However, the sun was going down. So now I figure it out that I sit on the right side, upper deck, both ways, and it's awesome. And I sleep on the way there, and I play my Game Boy Advance version of Pokemon on my way home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Till I get my 3DS, and then I will play X and Y.
X or Y?
Nope.
Both?
Nope.
You'll play them both at the same time.
Well, yeah,
get the
digital
version of X and like the hard copy of Y and just keep both in there and just switch back and forth. Trade with yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you do that?
Sure, yeah. Ryan. Why not?
Shit. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. All right. I'm going to buy the red one, the red special edition one.
The red special edition what? 3DS?
Pokemon. 3DS.
Mm.
Unless the Zelda one comes out, in which case I'll buy that one.
Yeah, that Zelda one's nice. I'm sad that it came out after I got mine. But I got a sticker, so it's almost as good.
I put my own Zelda sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Is the new one in XL?
Probably. I don't know. The last Zelda one wasn't. It was just regular old 3DS.
What if
no,
that's
the case? No, everybody that just killed everybody, huh?
Well, I don't know. I've been talking a lot.
Yeah,
Terry's
it's a podcast.
Terry's being a real Alex right now.
Oh, Terry,
what did I do?
Nothing. That's the problem.
I'm here to add flavor to your stories. All right.
Well, start adding some more flavor. It's getting a little bland.
He's spice in your cereal, Ryan.
I'm just throwing a little spice.
Well, it is
spice.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Couldn't have thrown a little spice in your cereal.
Yeah, if it's cinnamon, we're good.
Eat up.
Because that's pepper. I just threw it there.
If it's not an XL, it's not worth it.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. If it's not... It, yeah, no. Get an XL. There's no other 3DS out there. It doesn't exist. You buy yourself a regular 3DS, you might as well be buying a Game Boy Advance.
Damn.
Because you ain't getting shit done.
That's what it's all about when it comes down to it. You get a 3DS to get shit done.
That was one of the things I was going to talk about with when you guys were talking about the 2DS and stuff. The 3DS, I can't play for a long amount periods of time because my hands cramp up and hurts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because of the way that you have to hold it, because the buttons at the bottom, you get it, like, the corner is, like, jamming to your palms.
I think the 2DS might actually be a more comfortable thing, but it might not be the most convenient platform.
I didn't get any of that. It just cut out.
Yeah, I heard you guys cut out. I was saying about the 2DS is that I think the 2DS would be more comfortable holding it.
It's not.
It's not more comfortable?
No. Because then your hands,
it doesn't look comfortable.
It's not, because your hands are much more compressed because it's smaller too, so it just makes it worse.
Okay, well, never mind then, because that blows my argument out. Because I was gonna say, it's like the 2DS seems like it'd be more comfortable but less convenient. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't fold.
It is neither comfortable nor.
Okay, well then, fuck the 2DS then. But anyways, I was thinking, it's like a company would probably make a good amount of money if they came out with like a $15 or $20 like attachment for the 3DS. To just add some, like, width to it.
Yeah.
Like controller grips or something on the bottom, just so my back of my hands have a place to be.
Well, they have the circle pad thing.
Yeah, that's not really what I want, though.
Well, there it is.
Okay, well, fair enough. I want more width, not length, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to spread my hands out. I want them to have more stuff to grab onto in the back.
Right. Can't you buy a cushion thing for it? I saw it at, thought I saw one at Target.
Hold on. I'll see if I can't find any.
But I was going to say, with the 2DS, it wouldn't be good for me. Because I could buy a charger and leave one at work for my 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And then have one at home. So it's always charged. But I would have nowhere to put a 2DS. Like, when I'm walking back from the train, I'd have to hold it in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the 3DS will slip right into my upper pocket.
Right.
Especially of my pea coat. Well, so that's why.
That's your,
yeah, I need
that's
the
3DS coat.
I need it to fold. I almost consider getting the smaller one because it's smaller. Right, it's just too small. I feel like it's going to snap in half.
And it probably would.
It'll have. The 3DS will probably snap in half on you, too, to be honest.
No, no, I feel like it's
never been good at the hinges.
I feel like it would snap in half close. I don't mean, like, snap in half at the hinges. I mean, like, break in the middle at the screen.
Wow.
Like a stick over your knee. You know what I'm trying to say here?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I think about it. And the XL feels, like, heavy and nice and durable, like the original Xbox control.
So it looks like the grip thing is there is a market of it. There's actually a good amount of them, like different varieties and stuff that add a little bit more extra to it. That would be good if you were just, you know, trying to get your game on right now. There's plastic ones, there's rubber ones.
If you're trying to look like a badass.
Yeah, when you're out and about, you're just like, hold on, let me pull out my 3DS XL. And we have these like 360 grips on it and stuff, you know?
Yep.
I'd only use that at home, I think, once my...
Well, that's the thing. It's like, this isn't, like, mobile, at least not for me. I wouldn't take this out and about, but, here, you know, and I'm trying to get some Pokemon done, my hands cramp up and it hurts for a while and I have to just stop. And I'm like, okay, whatever, it's fine.
Terry, I have to ask you a question.
Terry.
Yes.
Ryan needs to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Tyler, will you ask Terry if he'll train me to be the second best there ever was.
So Ryan wants to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Bastard.
Well, he can be the second very best.
That's what I say.
That's not what Tyler told me, Ryan.
Tyler's an idiot. Look, will you teach me the way of the dark element?
I will teach you all I know.
And I will name my first shadow Pokemon the dark element.
Good.
Good.
this I hope deal. It's a really, like, dumb, dark Pokemon.
This deal is complete.
Like what? Like, what's that? Growl or whatever? Howl? What's the one that I just caught not too long ago? He's stupid. And he's like a dog.
Oh.
It's in Sapphire.
Oh, no, that one falls into something. I want something dumb.
Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like Gastly's last evolution, that big thing that just looks like really stupid. No,
not that. I'm thinking this dude right here. He's holding up his pants like, I'm not ready. Hold on. I'm getting out of the house. His name is Scrafty.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Evolves from that Scraggy. One's awesome. Got a mohawk holding up his pants. He's like,
His name is the Dark Element.
Are those pants or are those like, is that like a sack for flour?
It's excess skin.
Yeah, he's
shedding. He has to carry everywhere.
Hold on, let me get my skin pants.
Hey, or is that the skin of his enemies?
No, Ryan.
Probably.
Abilities, shed skin, or moxie?
What about this freaking thing? I've never seen this. Volibi? Volibi?
Oh my god.
That's a Volibi!
Like, who are you? Who dare enter my lair?
It's like a bird that hasn't hatched all the way.
So yeah. Terry, will you teach me?
I will teach you.
Oh, it's a diapered Pokemon.
Yo, Jose gonna try to teach you too, and he's gonna throw a lot of information at you all at once. And you're not gonna remember any of it.
I beg your pardon, Dwight.
Go
you
on.
Just did we just ask someone?
Did we just have a conversation about Jose teaching me shit?
Oh, no, see that's the thing.
No. Did we just?
Ask Jose for advice. Jose just starts telling you it.
I'm not gonna listen to my new sensei's enemy.
Are you guys good. Enemies?
Good. We are.
Give it your hate.
Are you enemies?
He's only training to beat Terry.
We're frenemies.
Frenemies, that's a good...
Frenemies with benefits, maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. Why else would we do this?
Come on, buddy.
It's a whole nother level of confusing.
You know, we've gone at it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we will be going at it once we're all set up.
So you guys have fought already?
Yeah.
Who won?
Well, he did, because at the time, he was already, like, halfway through the game, and I'm sitting on badge one. First thing he pulls out is fucking Mega Lucario, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, how are you going to beat that, right? Also... I said this in the chat earlier, but how awesome is it to just roll into a fight immediately, right? You mega, and then you just punch, and then they just go down in one hit, and then the match is over.
Yeah, well, you don't need mega for that.
No, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's real fun.
So does everyone have, like, a mega?
No.
No, only a few of them.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Ryan, which one are you leaning to, X or Y?
I'm not too sure. I think I liked the, what was it, Y better.
Y has that bird.
Is it that one?
Bird.
I'm trying to remember. Bird.
Yeah. X has the deer.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going for the bird.
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
No, I'm just asking. I have X. Everybody else has Y.
I thought X would be the... Well, I guess it is the more popular one, but as far as the people I know, it seems like most people got Y.
Yeah, no. Yeah, in our circles, everybody has Y, except for Leanne and I.
Ooh.
I'm disappointed.
How hard is it to find a Charmander?
You're pretty much given one.
Yeah, well...
Basically, you're given one.
If you don't pick one, we'll give you one, because we've got this... we've got it all set up as far
because
as...
Because I really want a... Charizard. Yeah. I love Char. He's my favorite.
Terry, can you hook me up with a Squirtle?
Yes.
All right.
Squirtle.
And a Bulbasaur if
possible. Is there a Mega Blastoise?
Jose has one, though.
Blastoise can go Mega, yeah.
Yeah, he can.
That's why I just said.
I know. Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay. It was reinforcing you.
Is there different versions of Blastoise like there is for Charmander?
No, it's only Charizard. I don't know why.
Really?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There's different evolutions now that they can take?
No, okay, for Charizard...
It's just the Mega.
Yeah, it's just the Mega. When you hit Mega with Charizard in X, he turns into like this blue one with like blue fire and stuff like that, and he's crazy looking. But for Y, he's just like a kind of a scarier version of the red one.
Ooh, that almost makes me want to get X, a blue Charizard. That'd be sick.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I've been using him a lot, and he's just been tearing stuff up.
What if I traded yours? Would it give it to me like that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what I think it is, Terry, is that the stone that he has on him is called Charizardite X.
Oh, so yeah, if you get the stone, then yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wish that you got Charmander on yours. That way we could have seen if they gave you the Y stone or not, you know? Well, Ryan, if you get Y, then we'll know, yeah.
I can get the stone from someone.
But no, if I get Y and you give me your... If somebody with X gives me a Charmander, will it grow up to be a blue one?
No, you need the stone.
Where's the stone?
You're given it when you get the Charmander.
And you can't pass that along?
I don't know.
You can.
Maybe, yeah.
If he's holding it and you trade him, he's going to take
it. But this is just all a theory, though, Ryan. We don't know if...
Right,
if
so I mean, somebody could start a new game.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody's sort of involved in...
Right. I'm sure as long as he's holding the item, the X one, it'll do X.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, yeah, here's the anime picture of the blue Charizard. It's actually pretty sweet looking in the anime.
Oh, sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So the anime already has Mega shit, huh?
Well, they follow
the That was show. The... Yeah.
This
well,
is
yeah.
what he looks like in X. Which is, you know, basically the anime thing that you just saw.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah, I thought the shoulders were different, but I went back and looked and I saw
it. It's just the other side of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different
person. This is my good side.
It's neat, though. I thought the Mega thing would be really cheesy and kind of dumb, but I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I like hitting it. I'm just like, ha-ha, take this and then this move. And then, like, the animations go through and he Mega evolves.
How are the anime? I haven't watched anything about it. How does it look?
Decent. I have battle animations turned off now, so I don't see...
I have them on, and they're beautiful, right?
Yeah, Terry's
Why would you
really
turn them
cool.
off?
Saves time.
Who cares?
I don't know. I get bored of repetitive.
Some people don't have time for animations.
So I turn it off just so it skips it and saves me, like, 2 seconds in a battle. It's not so much saving the time as it is I would just get really, like...
35 hours?
What?
What?
I'm watching like a preview for it of gameplay. Like if you were to play it straight through, I mean, I'm sure it evens out to a couple thousand hours of gameplay.
Is the Mega version of Blastoise just him with a big gun over his head?
He has guns on his arms too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Weird.
So can we like run around playing with each other or only battle?
No, you can't run around. There's no free play.
Sucks, man. They need to do that.
It would be cool if, like, we could go up and do, like, triple team battles and stuff with people. Like, with trainers or...
It would be, like, if we could, if we as a group could challenge a group of people in a tournament.
Right, like, if you guys were my friends in the game, and vice versa, stuff like that. You know, like, we were the crew.
Right.
Instead of them giving us NPC friends.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then we would run around together and have battles and shit. They need to do it. It's about time, Nintendo. Come on.
For an actual Pokemon MMO.
Yeah. Whatever crazy shit you come up with next. What's the other two axes? Axi? Is there other two or is there just one?
I'm sorry, what?
Sure.
Yeah, it's just Z.
What?
I'm trying to think what they'll name the next two if they ran out of ideas.
Well, they usually do... The theme now is like they do two and then they do one.
Right, which is so Sapphire the next one, with the Ruby and...
Right, Ruby and Emerald, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Well, I guess Black and White didn't do that. They just came out with Black and White 2.
No, they came out with Crystal, I thought.
Crystal is from Game Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Isn't there one for Black and White?
No,
there isn't.
So. Yeah.
I don't think I even played
Black and White 2.
But what's Black and White 4?
4?
For DS.
Oh, actually, okay.
It's for DS.
They made a 4th?
Yeah, that's what I was confused. I was like, man, they skipped 3 and went right to 4, huh?
Let's have a gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, they didn't make a third one for that, but I don't know. Maybe they'll do it with this and it'll come out as Z. Or maybe even W.
Oh, it's a good letter.
Pokemon U.
On the Wii U.
Right?
No, that'd be stupid. Why would you even say that?
I kind of want a Wii U.
Yeah, I want the Zelda one. Just because it'd be... like, if I was going to get one, I want one as, like, an emulator, like, device.
I have one somewhere. My wife hid it from me. She doesn't know that I know that she bought it for me.
So you don't really have one? It's...
Not yet.
Not yet.
Is it for your birthday or Christmas or what? I don't know what
I don't
first.
Know.
His birthday comes first, but just barely. Oh.
But, yeah.
December, oh, yeah, your birthday's in December, 25th. Right, yeah.
So I hope my birthday, but I kind of am doubting it.
What if it's just for some fucking stupid day in, like, March?
March is March 21st.
Here you go. You've been waiting on it for, like, 8 months now.
But you aren't supposed to know.
That's the surprise, probably. You don't know what day you're going to get it.
Diamond wasn't the combination of both of them?
What?
No.
No?
No, Diamond was... back when, wasn't it?
No, that's dual screen.
It was Diamond, Pearl, and then Platinum was the one that combined them.
Yeah, there you go.
So there is no combination of black and white.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, there is no black and white combination.
All right, I'm just... Shit. Relax.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why they didn't come out with it.
Meh.
To make you ask questions.
It's kind of a waste.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool to go back years later and not have to, like,
well, I think that's what they do it for, is, like, for people that just didn't bother getting, like, let's say X and Y, and then Z comes along, they're just like, whatever, I'll just get Z, you know? Just to save that step of, like, hey, you got Y, like, 2 years back, right? Can I trade stuff with you? You know? But the one thing... that's pretty cool in this. I don't know if it was in black and white or black and white 2. I doubt it was. There's so much online stuff now. You could trade stuff online. There's an online auction house. Like, you could put up a Pokemon and be like, yo, I want one of these. I want it between these levels. I don't care about anything else about it or whatever. And then, like, someone will trade it to you if they wanted to trade.
Wait, with, like, real people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also do this thing called Wonder Trade, which is the coolest and the worst thing ever.
You'll get addicted.
Yeah, you can get burned. It's like gambling, okay? All right, so say you have a level 10 Pidgey, right? You're like, okay, this Pidgey's cool and all, but let's just throw him out there. So you throw the Pidgey out in Wonder Trade, right? Some random dude or chick in the world comes back like, yo, my name's Brittany. I'm from Florida. Let's trade, and then you guys trade, right? But you don't know what you're going to get, and then it just pops up, and it's like, bam, you just got yourself a level 2 Caterpie. Like, motherfucker!
Metapod.
Or you could get something really cool where some dude trades his, like me. I was level 8 or something. I traded, like, a level 6 something. And I got, like, this level, like, 22, like, rock thing. I'll get his name right now. Golett, I think his name is, wasn't it?
Yeah, Golett.
And this level 22 thing. So I just used him and just wrecked shop for a while, you know, with him.
And he was pretty cool. I got a Froakie out of it.
Yeah. Like, you could get some cool starters and stuff. It's just, like, you get that one, like, nice one. You're just like, okay, this is all right. But then you get fucked all the other times. But it's cool, because you could just send them back. You could just run that level 2 Caterpie right back to the system.
I don't want you.
Because that's exactly what I did. I got some, like, level 3 or 4, like, Fletching or something like that. Fletcher, whatever. It's some bird. And I was like, oh, you motherfucker. Because I traded my, like, level 10 Beedrill for it. And,
wait, so how does this work? I'm confused. You just random?
Okay, you just go
you
to global.
You put up a Pokemon, yep. You get back a random Pokemon.
Yes.
But you can't choose what it is.
No.
No.
It's random.
You can't put any parameters or anything?
No.
No.
How long does it, and can you get a really good one for like a really shitty one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely random.
It's like you weren't listening.
Where have you been?
What?
We were just explaining all of this. Liar. You put up a Pokemon, and then
I
you
thought
get
we
a
were explaining it to him.
You get paired up with some random person who gives you another Pokemon.
But
back.
You said at first that you wanted him to be strong, and you didn't care, and then you put that in there, and I thought you said you could choose.
Strong? No, yeah, I was talking. That's earlier when I was talking about like the auction house thing.
Oh, okay, so that's what I. That's
yeah.
I
there's wasn't there's two that. There's two different systems. There's the auction house one, which is more specific. And that's not instant. Wonder Trade is instant, but it's random.
And it's not with real people.
It's with real people.
Why would anybody put up a high-level Pokemon?
Because there's nice people out there. It's like putting up a high-level Pokemon that you don't want. Like, if you're in, like, the level 60 zone catching level 60 Pokemon, you're like, I don't want this level 60 Diglett. If I can throw it up on the Wonder Trade, and then some dude that's on his first badge gets it, and he's like, oh, shit, this is awesome. And then
he can't control it.
See, okay, I said that too, right, Ryan? It's like you need the badge to be able to control higher-level Pokemon, right?
It used to be.
Terry and Jose told me that's only for trading. Like, you can only trade up to that number.
No, it's for traded Pokemon. So if you get a level 90 Pokemon from someone else, if you don't have enough badges, you can't use it right.
I thought it was no matter what back in the day.
That's what I thought.
No, it was only ever for traded Pokemon to keep people from getting like level 90 Pokemon and then going through the entire game no problem with that one.
Interesting. Okay.
So is it does the premise stay the same with this random thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have enough badges and you get a high level, then you can't really use them.
Yeah,
but when you can, you wreck shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the time you can, it'll be at the appropriate level.
Well, it all depends.
Well, no,
like, when you get a badge, it's usually like 10 levels. Well, 10
isn't it like
levels
being paralyzed? Occasionally he'll listen to you?
Yeah, but the higher the level, the less likely.
The further away.
Yeah. Right, but if I catch a level closer. If I catch level 30 when I'm still on my first... Or if I get traded a level 30 when I'm on my first badge and it listens to me 3% or half the time...
Yeah, but still, you're still being deterred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, actually, the first badge you can only control up to level 20. Is that what it is?
No, I think 20 is the default.
Okay. That might be right. That sounds more right.
Yeah, I think so. Interesting.
If you play the game like a normal human being, then when you get a new badge...
You mean like a fucking casual?
Yeah, right?
That's literally what I just said, yes. If you play it like a normal human being,
casuals.
When you get badges, you'll have plenty of room of growth. Like I just got the electric badge, which allows me to trade and control Pokemon up to 70, and my guys are only at like 42.
What are you doing?
Are you talking to someone else?
You? Why are they so low?
Because they don't need to be 70 right now.
Says you, what badge you on?
Okay, they don't need to be 70 right now.
What, you don't like grinding?
This guy.
The thing is, like, grinding in this game just doesn't exist really anymore because they
very
give
easy.
They give you XP share immediately, and then all of your other Pokemon, they don't got to do shit, and they get 50% experience.
It sounds
from
like
the
grinding
battle.
Is even easier in this game.
But,
it is.
What? Yeah. Are you eating cereal? And
no.
Not paying attention for
you? I am paying attention. You said it. I don't know. You confused me.
Okay.
Look, you said. And then it sounds like you should. I guess what I'm trying to say is it sounds like you should be grinding, is what I guess I'm trying to get at.
I don't really want to grind. That's the thing. I'm not grinding at all, and all of my Pokemon are up near the level that they should be at the time of a gym. Like, I'm not grinding at all. If
so
I grinded, sure, I could. Yeah, I'm strong enough to go.
No, no, that's not what I wasn't going to ask if you were strong. Thanks for assuming, but I was going to ask.
Lift?
So are you struggling to beat gym leaders?
You interrupted me as soon as I was. No, I can go through gyms just fine if I have the appropriate Pokemon.
Right. Well,
like I can, right. Yeah, you know, I can't go into a water dungeon or a water gym with fucking Charizard, but
oh, then
you know, but that's typical. So,
okay.
No, I'm doing just fine. In fact, I even use my Charizard in the electric gym. They do double damage to flying, and he was fine. And he's, I think, actually my highest guy right now. I think he's 46.
Damn.
44.
I'm not letting any of my Pokemon evolve right now in Sapphire.
Why? Are you pulling an Ash Ketchum?
I have my little like Firebird. He's still little. He's level 20. And then my other one. So I got the first badge because you can't use Cut without it. And that's such an inconvenience. I didn't want to go in there yet, but I was like, shit, I want Cut. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so. And they're all flying or will be flying. Not yet.
Yeah.
But my bug Pokemon's not flying, so I might let him evolve, but we'll see how I'm feeling. Because the middle always sucks with the bug Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. The
cocoon state, you know? And I kind of want him to...
do anything.
Yeah, if I level him up high enough, will he just, like, quickly evolve? Or do I have to wait?
But level him up to the point where, like, if you have a Caterpie, just level up Caterpie until the Metapod level would be Butterfree. So I think that's 10, right? Metapod goes to Caterpie at 10?
Yeah, it's just early for them.
Yeah, just train a Caterpie to 9, let him evolve to Metapod, and then the next level he'll evolve immediately to Butterfree, you know? Because you can't do two at a time.
You can still use, if you start from the beginning, you can still use whatever moves he learned.
That's right, I forgot about that, you can.
Yeah, but if you catch them wild, that's when they have the...
That's right, you're right. You're right, so it's not a big deal. But I'm kind of, I know they learn the moves faster when they don't evolve.
Yeah. They do.
So I'm going to have them doing crazy shit in their first evolution. These Pokemon make no sense to me anyway. The flying water one just always throws me for a loop.
Flying water one?
What's it, like Seagull or something like that?
Oh, yeah, the Seagull one. that thing's derpy.
The amount of dirt Pokemon have just increased like 10.
Yeah, and they're great. They're all just great.
They have
to give you new things.
I like the Swilix or Swirlix one.
Skrillex?
Oh,
no, hold on. I got it.
The cotton candy one.
Yeah, the cotton candy piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, how you doing? Look at that, Ryan.
Swirlix.
Even the thing that it evolves into, Slurpuff. Goddamn cupcake.
It's like, hey, y'all.
That's great.
You make me want this game even more.
Well, I'm pretty sure these ones have been around for a while, haven't they? I don't think these ones came with this version. It's a good mix, too, of old and new Pokemon. I'm seeing a lot of, like, old Pokemon mixed in with the new, and it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it.
How many Pokemon are there total now?
Like a billion.
I know, they're on their 11th generation of Game Boy, I think I read. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, no, this one is only in X and Y, so, yeah, interesting. So it is a new Pokemon. It's crazy.
All right, so I'm going to ask you guys a question. When are we going to sit down and watch the anime from start when we were children to where it is now?
No.
Oh my God.
Come on.
What's wrong with
No.
you?
Let's do it together.
Because I hate Ash.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
And because I saw the new one that they put out, and it ruined the original series for me because the new one was so much better.
Well, then let's watch the new one.
It's only a four-parted thing. It's like an hour and a half, and that's all they're doing.
Interesting. Because they know where the money's at now.
Mm-hmm.
The games?
It was just a special that they did. It's based entirely off Red and Blue. And it follows that.
Wait.
But Red and Blue was based off of Ash.
No.
Or vice versa, I guess.
No. The games came out, and then they made the show.
Yeah. Right.
And the show was like, has nothing to do with the games.
The cities were the same.
Yeah, but the Ash is not the character.
And the badger, the people with the badges were the same. The name you could choose was Ash, one of them.
That's if you played Yellow, and Yellow was made after the end.
No, Red and Blue. The characters were called Red.
No, they were called Red.
Red and then Blue. Right.
Yeah, but no. Yellow was based off of the show more.
Yeah, Yellow is based off the show.
I beat Yellow.
Because you can never put Pikachu in a freaking Pokeball.
Yeah, I kept throwing one at it and just, yeah.
You get a Pikachu.
Yeah.
You kept throwing a Pokeball at it? How?
No, when you tell it to go into the ball, it gets pissed and it's like, you motherfucker, go throw that ball at me.
Why would you ever tell it to go into its Pokeball?
Because I don't want that motherfucker following me around. I was going to put him away. I was going to store him away and never use
him. On the lady.
Yeah. So, that's what I did.
Yeah, I didn't get too far into Yellow. It was cool, but like, by then I already beat Red like 3 times.
Yeah. I enjoyed Yellow. I played through it because I liked Red, and I played a little bit. I played like through halfway through Blue because I had Red originally. And then I got that custom Pokemon Game Bay. And it came with Yellow, so I was just like, all right, let's do it. Double Pokemon action, you know? And that's what I did.
That's pretty cool.
It's all right. I still have it, too. It's hanging out over there. I don't think I'm ever going to get rid of it. Too much nostalgia.
You just frame it and put it on the wall.
Terry, have you used Aura Sphere at all? On Lucario?
No, I trained him and I thought I would use him, but then I ended up not using him, so he's in the box.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm liking him.
Yeah, he's cool, but
he's a good fighting Pokemon.
I think I would need to start him from scratch.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't like his nature.
Oh yeah, I didn't even check my dude's nature.
Yeah, mine's been tainted. He's got EVs in some random spots.
Oh, yeah, no, mine came with sort of like an all-around, like, you know, just whatever.
Yeah. No, I've already begun to start my pure team.
Really?
Yeah, I've got one of them.
Do you
from a baby.
Do you want to release that information?
God, no.
No?
No.
Okay, all right.
It's team, man.
Just a question, you know?
You want to ask a trainer what's on his team? Come on.
Yeah, you do.
Come on.
Who's the one you're raising from a baby?
Shut up.
It's just a question, Terry.
It's a question I ain't answered.
Yeah, well, who's the chump now? Tell me that.
Well, I have never in my life.
Yeah, don't rarely got anywhere to go after that.
Oh, man.
I will tell you, Chespin's final evolution, Chestnut, fucking crazy, dude.
That thing is just, I don't know what it is.
It goes from like this like cute little, like, I don't know, gerbil.
He was so cute. And then he just blows up like a blimp. And then he becomes this armored giant.
Yeah. With arms and legs and like a big old shell in the back with spikes.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what I miss about Pokemon. That you don't really get a whole lot with the new Pokemon. It's like they go from a cute thing to like this beast at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Squirtle, Charmander, and Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
I was blanking there for a second. I was like, man, the third one, I got this. They all just grow up to be something crazy, you know?
The leaf one?
Yes.
Oh, Tyler said that, yeah.
The one that was used the least, probably.
That's why I always chose.
Man. You chose Bulbasaur?
Yeah.
He was so vulnerable.
Bulbabutt.
He was in the beginning, yeah. Like, the first few gems. I think that's why he wasn't chosen a lot, is because the first few gems, like, he wasn't a good Pokemon to choose for him.
No, it was Charmander that was not the right choice in the beginning.
Yeah,
Charmander was hard mode.
Charmander sucked because your opponent would pick Squirtle. But
they always picked the opposite.
Right, but that's a rough...
Bulbasaur, they'd choose Charmander, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because in Red and Blue, if you pick Charmander, the first two gems are Rock and Water.
Yeah,
that's true.
So right, and if you choose Bulbasaur,
but I think that's how it is in the one I'm playing right now too.
It might be. Yeah, all I know is in Red and Blue, Charmander was basically hard mode for the first part of the game.
But if you caught another Pokemon, I don't know.
That's why your Pidgey has to pull you through.
Yep.
Well, you don't want to use Pidgey in a rock gym either.
No.
But if you level your Charmander enough, Ember will do the job.
Yeah, I remember. That was the problem. If you took like a Bulbasaur or a Squirtle, you could roll in there like under leveled and walk out no problem.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. Charmander, I guess, was the harder one back then.
That was it though. Once you got past that patch, he was like a rock. He was a Charmeleon.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay.
Yeah, but after the second gym, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
I found this like little toy house thing. It's like a playground outside of Lamoille or however you pronounce it.
Yeah, you have to the playground, huh?
Yeah, and then like I'm on my bike going up the stairs on my bike and then going down the slide over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. First thing I did when I went there was go on the slide a few times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you gotta take a break, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been a rough journey.
Yeah. Can you go on the swings?
No, I tried that too.
You can sit on them, but you can't swing. I'm just kind of like, all right, this is great.
I'm having so much fun.
Just gotta sit there and think.
That's another thing, Ryan. Like when you get into this. Hey, I found my first rare candy. It's easy mode, man. They let you run immediately, and then you get roller skates almost immediately after that, and then you get XP share, and then you get a bike, and then not too long after that you get fly, and it's just.
It's man, awesome.
These kids.
They don't got the patience.
They got it easy.
They got all this Call of Duty in them, and they can't take it.
Honestly, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, neither am I. It's been all right. Because we've done it too many times before in the past.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I appreciate it. It's like, are you really going to make us do this whole formula again?
Right.
They did that in Sapphire. I got my running shoes like before I even got to a gym.
Yeah, they give you the running shoes right away. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Because it does get tedious.
Mm-hmm. And then if I press my camera button on my phone, it turns it on turbo mode so I can run. Like, you know.
Right, because you're on an emulator.
For grinding time.
Mm-hmm.
It's grind time.
Prime time for grind time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, overall, very happy with this game.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm not enjoying the fact of, like, I seem to be literally alone in the aspect that I play Pokemon to just have fun. I'm not here to train a fucking super team and EV train every fucker in the world and breed the perfect Pokemon and stuff. I'm just playing just to play the game, and everybody's like, oh, what's your friend cone? I'm a fucking beat your ass! I'm like, dude,
that's what I'm here for.
This is how we have fun.
Listen, you can have fun all you want, the way you want. I'm just saying I feel alone in the aspect that I play Pokemon purely just to play it. I'm not trying to grind Pokemon.
You're trying to dominate everyone.
I play it to live it.
You know, and it's literally... I don't want to give... Because that's how the conversation always starts. When someone finds out that I have Pokemon, this happened to a couple of friends now, they're just like, dude, what's your friend cone? I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm like, your friend cone, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
That's
not playing
absolutely,
Pokemon right if you're not going to be the very best.
Absolutely. I'll be the very best in the fucking game. I'm not going to fucking try to start shit with all my friends and stuff.
I'm not going to start anything with Terry.
And so I'm... This isn't a game to me, really, that I can like just have friends and have a fun time. I get your guys' slop, it feels like. Because I'm like, hey, you guys got an Eevee? And then you just give me an egg, and I gotta fucking walk it around for 3,000 steps.
Well, I'm not gonna hatch it.
Jose hatched the Pokemon I asked for him, but I think he was looking for the right nature, because he wanted one.
Yeah, his is already hatched. I was walking around, my team was already full, I couldn't use my box without getting rid of an egg, so I just gave you an egg.
Yeah. So, It came out okay, though. It came out adamant. Evie. But the thing is though, is that I had the only solution for him being adamant is Umbreon. And I gotta sit there and pet him and like be nice to him. This is it's like the most work to get to him to evolve, you know? Unless I could find a moon shard apparently, but I don't know if that's in this version. I just looked up real quick on the wiki. It's like, how do I get an Umbreon? And they're like, you gotta be friends with it, and then it has to evolve at night. I'm like, oh god.
It's not in real time, is it?
It is.
No, it is. Is it?
Yeah. Are you playing right now? Have you noticed that it's nighttime in the game?
No, I haven't noticed.
That's awesome.
Well, it is.
I'm not even sure, Terry, if the time on my DS is correct. Let me hit the home button and sit and check.
What was that thing about, like,
8:15,
Animal Crossing? Do you think the mayor is ever coming back? Because everybody left to go play Pokemon or whatever?
That's pretty much what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we are all having just the best time.
I'm coming.
You're on your way.
It's going to take me a minute. Probably the end of November, Sarah says. She makes the budget.
But maybe. We'll see.
Don't you work at... Oh, you both work at a bank, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say, you work at a bank.
But she actually makes budgets and stuff.
She's making the effort.
For people... No, I mean, like, at her job, too. She makes budgets for, like, people that make millions of dollars.
Oh. Oh, what the fuck? I'm in some sort of swamp. I'm, like, riding around in my bike, and I'm going super slow because I'm, like, knee-deep in water.
Are you playing right now?
I've been playing all night, man.
I've been playing since we started the podcast.
I just downloaded Black and White, and I'm Black, and I'm playing on my... an emulator. Yeah. I need to get the hang of these new not top-down games, you know? I mean, they're still kind of top-downy.
Newfangled.
X and Y is not so much, really. Sort of, it's at an angle. What is that called?
3/4 angle.
Nah, there's a different word for it, I think.
Quick, give me another fraction, Terry.
Yeah, come on, give me more numbers.
6/8
times 1/4 angle.
It's 6/8 angle.
I think it could be 6/8. It could even be 10/8. I don't know.
You're the worst,
Ryan. I don't work at a bank.
Okay, you don't do math.
We can't all know math, all right?
This is true.
No.
Ryan, you're embarrassing us in front of everyone right now.
God, is it really 11? Good thing tomorrow's Friday.
What the hell is this? A Stunfisk? Have you seen this, Terry?
A what?
A Stunfisk?
Catch it.
Oh, yeah, that flat ass looking derpy.
It's just flat,
one.
Dude.
Catch it.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to catch it.
Catch it. The only way.
This is what it is, flat. Ryan, but it's just flat.
Like, gotta be the super best. Flat. Best there ever was.
Can I?
What the?
You guys remember that commercial?
Can I tell you guys something real quick?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
So you know how you have the horde battles in this game?
Yes.
No.
Well, you'll run and you'll walk into the wild grass and you'll hit a battle, and it'll be like 4 or 5 of the same Pokemon.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you'll run into like packs of them. So I just ran into a pack of Geodudes,
ooh,
and two of them did Magnitude, and they all killed each other. And I didn't lift a finger. I'm just sitting here like, oh my fucking
God. I thought Geodude wasn't affected by magnitude because he floated.
Apparently not, right? Because they're all dead.
You came across a group of Geodude buddies, right? And they're like, oh shit!
It's like those fainting goats.
What the hell? Dude, the Stunfisk is ground and electric.
Yep. Yeah, that's crazy. Do you guys remember that commercial, though? And it was like, ever since so-and-so started doing meth, she's never been the same.
Oh, and she's super deflated
and she's,
stuff?
Like, deflated on the couch.
That wasn't meth. That was just weed.
Oh, my God.
It was
come on.
Just marijuana. Whatever. Every single one of them was. That's what astonished me the most. I'm just like...
Propaganda.
This not even... She's just flat.
She's just a little flat. Just put some hair in her, dummy.
Obviously, she needs smoke again so she can get her.
Maybe she's still flat because you don't smoke with her, so she's bored.
Yeah, boring. This is your fault.
And you won't feed her.
You won't feed her.
Oh, you just have the munchies. Doesn't mean she's I'm not hungry. Doesn't mean I'm not starving to death, you bitch!
That commercial was secretly a commercial for anorexia.
I bet it was, man.
Mm-hmm.
They were using code words.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't decipher it, and anorexia is killing millions of people every day.
At least a million people every day.
At least.
Hopefully more.
Right. Oh.
Sorry, that was incredibly rude.
Right, this is a serious problem, right?
What?
This is a serious problem. Millions
I wasn't really
dying.
Listening, and I kind of said it out of...
all podcast.
What are you talking about, guys?
Just okay, kind of threw it out.
Oh, going. Yeah, me too.
Wasn't really listening. Sorry. These things fucking happen.
That was awful.
Whatever.
I feel awful.
No, I don't.
Well.
I think I'll go eat.
Is that our cue, Ryan?
No, is it? We've only been doing this.
Why don't you? What? We're only doing this. What?
I don't know. We're only doing this podcast because you said we should. No, I'm just kidding. No, I was gonna say we've only been doing this for an hour, but I realized I hung up at some point.
Yeah, this call's been going on for 2.5.
But we were also.
Yeah,
around.
I know.
We were also waiting for you for like half an hour.
And then we were also waiting for Tyler. Let's not forget about that.
No, I don't think we were.
We were all very Tyler about it.
Yeah,
we were. I was even a little Wahlquist about it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he was angry.
We put a stop to that very quickly because that's a little extreme.
I used your full name, and they were like, whoa, 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 calm down.
Is that about the time you called me?
No need to be that angry.
I think that's when you were switching mics, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, George got a new mic. He got himself a Snowball, and so I invited him to the podcast. I'm like, all right, George finally has himself a good mic. We could get invited to the podcast now, and I don't have to be insanely angry at how shitty he sounds. And then he just takes off. He's like, yeah, I got work in the morning.
So do I. I got to wake up at 5:45.
I got to wake up at 6 for no reason, but I do it anyways.
I got to wake up at some point tomorrow.
I got to wake up at 5:45 so I can catch the 7:01 train.
7:01?
Yep.
It's a legitimate time.
Why not 7?
It's the 2:10 7:01 train. I don't know.
In case your watch is...
He doesn't make the train.
I thought the 7:01 was 7 a.m. 1.
What?
7:01
a.m. 7 a.m.
It's the 2:10 train. It's 7:01.
7:01 a.m. or is 7:01 like the terminal or something?
No, a.m.
Okay, why doesn't it take off at 7 a.m.?
Because it gets there at 7 a.m. and it leaves at 7:01.
You tell that dude to get there at 6:59 and take off at 7.
It's usually late.
I'm going to have to send an angry email at this.
He usually gets there about 7:02.
Damn.
Man, this guy's just got time all screwed
up.
And
then I bet it doesn't leave until 7:03.
Yep. People, we make it up, though. Brian. We make it up in... there's a big gap between Milbury and San Mateo, and the thing just flies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You ride on a flying train to work?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
It's the Polar Express. Everybody hop on.
Damn.
Okay.
No, but taking the train is pretty legit. I like it.
Do you?
I do.
I'm
I guess
glad
you could catch up on sleep and then play video games on the way home.
Mm-hmm. I sleep on the way there. And then I just listen to music on the way home. I bought some Bluetooth headphones.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Some new ones. Yeah, they're nice. They're like they just have earbuds on both sides. And they have a cord in the middle. Like, it's like a regular set of earbuds, but no 3.5 at the end.
Yeah. My only experience with Bluetooth headsets that was terrible. It sounded like crap.
Well, I had the Motorola ones before, and I liked those. They sounded good, but the battery life kind of sucked, and they were too heavy. And they never fit right, and I couldn't, like, lay down with them on and stuff like that. But these ones fit like a pair of earbuds.
Ear gloves.
Like a pair of socks. Why is that funny?
I was just thinking about the socks you gave me, you know, for Christmas last year.
I have never given you socks in my life, you liar.
Technically, they were earbuds.
But I wore them like socks.
You presented them as socks, and I was very confused.
Hey, I have a question. Can you breed different kinds of Pokemon together to make new kinds of Pokemon?
No.
That's stupid.
This is a Monster Rancher. Right. You can't do that.
That's disgusting.
You trying to make a Charquel, Ryan?
What's that?
Charmander Squirtle.
That sounds like something in one of the old, like the Game Boy Advanced games.
A Charquirtle?
Yeah, a Charquel.
It's a Charquel.
It just shoots hot water at you.
A Squirtmander?
It's the first Steam Pokemon.
It's like Boo from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, from DBZ. Cooling down. Just like, all right, time to take a break.
Boogity chew up. Yeah. Boo is awesome. I don't care what anybody says.
What's good against ghosts again?
Run away!
Well, no. Ghost beats psychic. Dark beats ghost, though.
Dark, okay. I'll use Mawile then. Mawile is a great Pokemon.
Ghosts are scared of the dark?
Yes. They are. That's why they're so angry all the time, is because people lock them away in dark areas.
That's right, right?
I know.
They're ghosts. They can go through walls. Where are they supposed to?
Not if they're locked in, Ryan.
Yeah, it's a lock.
Got you there, man. I mean,
not really.
Holy shit, a Poliwhirl.
Will still exist. Huh? That's pretty awesome.
That's a fucking throwback, man.
Those haven't died out, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a fucking picture of this. This is actually kind of cool to see.
Are you gonna catch it?
No, I'm fighting the trainer.
Oh, you'll probably never.
Throw one at him though.
You'll probably never see him in the wild.
I know. It's a sad thing.
I know.
They're an endangered species.
He looks real cool. He looks real cool. I like it.
Are you going to post the picture right now or what?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Give me a second, all right?
Jesus!
Yeah, it's nice seeing them all in 3D.
Yeah. They're kind of like, they're high-resed a bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They got nicer animations.
No. Yeah, maybe we should call this thing pretty soon here.
Call it amazing.
It is amazing. This is a good podcast.
Yeah, I realized, like, before we started the podcast today, I was like, obviously, it's going to be a lot about Pokemon. Because, well, you know, we've been playing it a lot, just like a couple back, it was about GTA, whatever. We play a new game, we talk about it.
It's about
GTA. We need to play more GTA, by the way.
Yes, we do. Can we set up a time to actually record?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you guys do that some other time?
Yes. After the podcast. I thought about it. It's like, man, we had a lot of podcasts in the past already about Pokemon, and we weren't even playing Pokemon games. Except for Pokemon Mo for a little while.
Pokemon. You know,
we've had a lot of Pokemon podcasts. Someone should tweet us how many Pokemon podcasts we've had.
And then mesh them all together.
What have you guys figured out?
Yeah, I think we're at least at half a dozen now. At least, if not more. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, man, good stuff.
Yeah, I like Pokemon. It's good stuff. I wish we had more avenues of Pokemon.
Pokemon were real. Why are you laughing?
I was just thinking about the earbuds you gave me again. Socks.
Well, hey, I hope I can get it soon. I wanna play Pokemon really bad.
Yeah.
So.
I saw you talking to Rai about 3DSs or something.
And Terry.
Oh, and Terry.
I'm showing you Rai to buy me one. He rich.
Sometimes. You know, if the mood's right and the drugs are good.
I tried to whip it out, but he wouldn't turn on his webcam.
No, he's not having it these days. He's trying to cut back.
I know if he saw it, he'd want to, buy me something nice.
Buy you something nice to cover it up?
Yeah, sure. 3DS might cover up some of it.
Please don't show me that.
Get you a 2DS. See? It's working for him. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Team Magu's podcast. Ryan has 2DS in his pants. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Because it doesn't fold.
PokéRap is next!